Beer 30. 97.7 The River.
It's Friday. It's that time. We're doing Beer 30. We've got Ben from Sports Meets Beer in the studio. Their podcast is on Google Play and iTunes, and you can find them on Facebook and Twitter. And he's actually tweeting right now as he goes.
I'm actually
Sports
texting.
Meets Beer.
Yesterday was Brad's birthday.
Yo, right. And he's not here, so he's hungover.
Exactly. That's my gathering. So I'm texting him like, hey, hope your birthday celebration was great. Happy belated.
Doing a radio show.
Yeah, kind of this thing. We have an agreement.
That's cool. Whatever. Yeah.
Not contractual, but all fun.
That's right. So today, I don't think we've ever.
Ooh. That, ladies and gentlemen, was not a button. That was real
in
studio.
That was a
real studio.
Opening a beer in the
Man.
Studio. Usually we have
Oh, there you go.
I'm going to get away from the equipment now.
Nice. This is a beer from the Mike Hess Brewing Company. We tried this beer on our podcast a while back, and they have a Kolsch. And I've said many times that Kolsch is my favorite style of beer. It's super, you know, you really can't hide anything. They're generally made very well. There's always a little sweetness. A Kolsch is a very specific style, and it takes a very accurate, precise hand to make one. So I fell in love with the Mike Hess brand. I tried a couple of their beers that I haven't been terribly thrilled about, but they have their big 20-ounce cans are convertible tops. So instead of just the small pop like you just did, the whole top of the can comes off.
Oh.
Only time I've ever seen that before. It was really cool.
And then what do?
You drink the whole thing. But it's one of those things. It sips like a pint glass.
Oh, okay.
That's the idea. Is that you're getting air going in as well. So it's one of those things where
a collapsible top.
Literally the whole thing just pops.
Oh, just
right
pops off.
Yeah, it's cool.
Huh.
So kudos to them for the innovation there. But and this is the craft lager is a category that really doesn't get a lot of attention, and they have to put craft in front of it because otherwise it would get lopped in with. You know, the Miller Coors and the Budweisers and all the large macro beers.
Right.
So the craft lager is something that you're going to start seeing more of. I mean, it's tough. It's an expensive. A lot of the smaller breweries don't really have the ability to do lagers. It requires, the difference, to go nerdy for a second.
Yeah, please.
Ales and lagers are the only two beer styles. Everything, it's a derivative of that.
Okay.
So, and the way you defer the two is ale essentially is a top fermenting beer, and a lager is a bottom fermenting beer. And lagers ferment at lower temperatures. So you need a large amount of space, and you need a lot of large refrigeration, which is very expensive to maintain if you're a small brewery. So everyone
Which defers makes to sense ales. For the big The
right.
big guys.
Bigger guys
the
can
space.
Do it. They have the space. They have the financial means.
Right.
And you can't tie up a lot of your fermentation tanks with lagers that usually take, another 10 days, 15 days, sometimes 30 days longer to ferment to where they want it to be versus ales that can sometimes, you can get an ale done in 10 to 14 days through fermentation. So it's pretty cool. So you're going to see a lot more craft lagers out there. I figured I'd give these guys a chance. I mean, this is a 4.5% beer. There's really not a lot to it, in the sense of it's light bodied. That's kind of what you expect with a lager. You're already going to get that, but going through our AATMF, you got a nice pale malt color, really light. I mean, you pour this in a glass side by side with a standard macro craft lager, it's going to be hard to tell the difference.
Yeah.
But when you pull this up and the flavor you get out of it, the aroma is way malt forward.
Mm-hmm.
You get a little sweetness with it, but then, the taste, you definitely get a little bit of hop flavor, and it's not so much a bittering hop as it seems like it's more like a finishing hop or just a quick little touch of flavor. It's not very bitter.
No, it has a scale.
Yeah.
And it shows you malty or hoppy or malty two hoppy.
Right.
It has a two.
Is it? Oh, yeah. Oh, so yeah. Out of the rating of 1 through 5.
Right. 1 through 5 with the two. That's helpful, though. That's helpful.
There's not a ton of flavor, but that's what a lager represents. Lagers are more about refreshment.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a thirst-quenching style of beer. This would be a great lawnmower beer. This would be a great beer out on the beach, on a boat, things like that.
On the river.
Oh,
hey-o.
I would see what you did there. if I was out having a dinner or something like that, I probably wouldn't order it. But if I'm out doing yard work, something like that, this is definitely something I could pull. So I would give this a thumbs up.
Yeah, it has the initial bud-ish taste when you first sip. But then, to me, it gets better. Like, it's sweeter.
I wonder if it's the beer or the can that it's in, because that's the best way to mention it. Well, yeah, I guess when you pop the top,
we're drinking out of a can this time. Yeah,
but it's a little tinny. So I don't know if that is,
maybe that has something to do with that.
I think that, yeah, I don't know if it's the can or the liquid itself. It's tough.
See,
to
now
say.
You say it, now it's in my brain, and now I'm like, yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah. Oh man. Well, there you go.
Yeah, thumbs up. Mike has
Steel Beach American Craft Lager.
All right,
thumbs up for me.
Nice. Thumbs up here too,
Brad. What say you? All right. Well, there you go.
Great. Good insight.
Two out of three ain't bad.
You can check out this review and all of the others at 977theriver.com. Click on Beer 30. And, of course, the podcast, Sports Meets Beer, on Google Play and iTunes. Ben, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Danny. Happy birthday, Brad.